guns and climate. Who's to his left?
Well, Beto was to his left on guns, but he's not going to be a factor any longer.
Right? I mean, so...
Also the governor of...
you could make an argument that...
Bloomberg has embraced the Green New...
I don't think he's embraced that. I agree.
So that's one area where he actually is more to the center than she is.
You know, in the smoke-filled room, you'd say, on paper, Bloomberg has the right balance of what you want to win a broad election. Maybe not a deep election, but if you're trying to win the suburban, the ex-suburban Republican... which, by the way, Michael Bloomberg's an ex-suburban, arguably an ex-urban Republican. And at the same time, you care about these core progressive issues like guns and climate. It ain't just somebody buying an election.
No, I'm trying to think of Michael Bloomberg as the nominee in Western Pennsylvania.
I know what you're thinking.
The suburbs of Michigan, the Michigan suburbs, the Ohio suburbs, the Wisconsin suburbs.
By the way, there's only one running mate for him.
Huh?
It's the same running mate Joe Biden has to pick, and it's the same running mate Pete Buttigieg has to pick. It's Stacey Abrams, by the way. There's nobody else that Bloomberg can match up with if he somehow got this nomination than Stacey Abrams.
Why? Yes.
I think he has to have a person of color.
Huh?
I think he needs a diversity on the ticket, person of color, no?